Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to the loyal listeners who always push play on new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me. And of course, welcome to the new subscribers. I'm so pleased that you're here. And if this is your first episode, welcome. You've come at a great time, because today I want to focus on a conversation with you around raising your wealth consciousness. And this has come about because there's a lot of, stress at the moment around COVID and what can we afford and what can't we afford and things like that. So I just want to preface this conversation by saying I'm absolutely, totally aware that sometimes we are legitimately in positions where we can't afford things. That's fine. If that's you, then this may not apply to you. What I'm speaking to here is the energy of people who do have the capacity to invest in something, but are telling themselves one of those four objections that we discussed last time, and today it's, I can't afford it. And so if you're one of those people that, experiences this thought pop into her mind whenever it comes time to invest in something, then this is going to be a really powerful episode for you, I hope, because I want to give you a new way of looking at the money. And just to do a very quick recap of the last episode in terms of this topic, we spoke about how usually when those four objections come up, so the four objections were, I need to think about it, I need to discuss it with somebody in my life, I don't have time, or I can't afford it. So we're talking about last episode how those are surface ideas that pop into our minds for a lot of us, understanding that, yes, there are some people who are in other situations. But for most of us, this idea just kind of pops into our mind, and it's what our ego mind or our fear mind uses to keep us safe, to keep us feeling protected, and to remove any anxiety that's associated with risk with investing in things. Okay. But when we are open to peeling that layer back, that's when we can start to, explore a little bit more deeply what might be going on for someone and helping you or that person break through their pattern and break through a belief that has been, sort of beneath the surface for a little while, but influencing a lot of how you see the world or experience the world. So I thought today I'd explain what wealth consciousness is and some ways that you can start to expand your awareness of your wealth, not only financial, of course, but today we are talking about dollars and cents. Okay. And the reason for that is because I understand too that some of you are very interested in taking this work deeper. So thank you very much for letting me know. Okay. So what's wealth consciousness? So wealth consciousness basically is when we have a level of awareness of the abundance that we're experiencing at any given time, whether that's in your business, whether that's at home, whether that's, it's something recreational you do, but it's having an awareness. Often what happens is we become aware when we're spending money, and depending on what we, the money is neutral. The money doesn't have a feeling attached to it. The money is just energy, right? Doesn't matter if you've got $100,000 or $1 or $1 million, the energy of the money is the same. What changes is our relationship with the money, how we view the money, okay? So when you receive an invoice, you know, how do you feel when you've got to pay that invoice? If you're feeling angry, mad, upset, sad, if you're feeling a sense of despair, how am I going to pay this? What am I going to do? All of that. Then you're putting yourself in a lower vibrational frequency when it comes to attracting wealth into your life. What's happening here is that you're now vibrating at a frequency of scarcity. And what's going to happen when you do that is it's going to make it super duper hard for you to focus in on all the abundance financially that is flowing through to you. So you're going to become quite blinkered and pigeonholed without even really being aware of it. And the way that this happens is because your brain wants to automate everything. It uses 30% of your caloric intake every single day. I used to think that was cool. I used to think, oh, well, if I study more, maybe I'll, lose weight. It doesn't work like that. But your brain needs a lot of energy to survive. So it takes 30% of your caloric intake, but it's always on preservation mode. It's always on survival mode. And that's why it wants to put as much of the systems and processes that it possibly can into autopilot. And so what happens is our brain receives information through our five senses, not through anything else, only through our five senses, touch, taste, sight, sound, smell. But then what happens is we receive, now I'm going to get this wrong, it's 200,000 or 300,000 bits of information per second, but our brain can only process 2,000. So what's happening to the other 298,000 bits of information? And how does our brain know what information to focus on? Easy. You tell your brain what to focus on with your beliefs. So if you have a belief that you never get clients, that you're always broke, that you can't afford anything, that this is just how it's going to be in your life, that you can only work with clients that can afford to pay you, that you should only charge, $50 a session, all that. If that's your narrative, then that's going to be your experience of the world. Not because that is actual reality, but it's your reality based on your beliefs. I could be your twin sister and we could have had the same education and the same experiences growing up and all that sort of stuff. But if I have different beliefs and if I believe, oh no, I track things really easily and money comes to me really easily and there's so much out there for me or whatever belief that I have, if I have an open, expansive, abundance mindset, then you and I are going to have very, very different experiences of private practice and perhaps also of life. And the reason for that is because I've programmed my mind to only bring me back those 2,000 bits of information that support my belief system. I know, right? It's so cool. How cool is this? I love it so much. And I know that maybe you've learned all of this. It's something I learned in psychology and that, recently I've learned about it more over the years when I studied quantum physics and stuff like that. So it's just fascinating to me. And so I think when we're talking about raising wealth consciousness, it can feel like, oh, that's such a big thing. And how do I do that? And how do I take the first step? And all of those sorts of things. Well, I guess, it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard to change a belief. A belief, very, very broadly and very, very simply, I know it's a lot more complicated than this, but for the sake of a podcast, a belief really is something that you've heard over and over and over and over and over and over again, that it's finally sunk in and now you believe it to be true. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it is, okay? And we've all got experiences of false beliefs, right? False beliefs of, you've got to be a good girl if you want to be loved. Well, there are plenty of girls who aren't good 100% of the time and still get loved. You've got to work hard to make money. Well, there are plenty of people who aren't working hard that make plenty of money. We all have these false beliefs. But once you're aware of what your beliefs are around money and what it means to spend it, what it means to receive it, that's when you can change it. So to go back to what I was saying before, if you're struggling to spend money, like I just got this really huge gas bill, okay, really huge. And the reason why is because I had a gas leak. So the bills come in at $900 for 2 months of gas. And now because I moved house recently, they've closed off the account and they've added another $300 onto it. Now my gas bill's normally about $180. They're sort of saying to me, oh, well, you know what? We don't believe that all that gas was lost into thin air. We think you used it. I don't know how they think I've used $1,200 of gas in 8 weeks. But anyway, I'm one person living by myself. Anyway, but if I have a vibration around this that says it's not fair, they're trying to take money from me, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? I'm going to make life hard for myself and I'm going to manifest an uncomfortable situation. Do I have $1,200 straight away in my pocket to go and pay a bill like that? No, of course not. Who does? So it's not about, well, you're rich, I'm not, easy for you to say, you know, I can't do that. It's not about that at all. It's about your relationship with money. My relationship with money is this. As I shared with a client this morning, I believe that, you know, we are each other's channel of abundance, not only financial, but in all ways. I think we see that in a therapeutic relationship. You know, a client becomes your channel of abundance and you become their channel of abundance. I see it in my relationships with my clients. But if either side, if my client or you or I were to put a kink in that hose, we would stop that flow of abundance. So by you getting upset about paying a bill, you're energetically kinking the hose and you're blocking the flow of abundance to yourself. Not only blocking or delaying money going out, but you're blocking or delaying money coming in because it works both ways. There's flow, right? This is what energetic flow is. So how can you start to shift your wealth consciousness and your vibration? Well, it's not as hard as you might think. First of all, easy. Start with gratitude practice. And gratitude practice just has to be tracking what's coming through. So if you don't know your numbers, maybe you do know your numbers, but if you don't and you're not tracking them, why not? Are you afraid of what you might find? Are you avoiding it? Are you nervous? Are you unsure what tracking your numbers involves and you just don't know how to do it? Are you scared of tracking your numbers, of what you might find? You know, you're worried there's a great big gaping debt in there that, you know, of money that you need to collect, or are you worried about something else? Are you worried about profit? So all of this sort of stuff needs to be explored, but start tracking your numbers and start even doing it visually if you like. You know, I'm a big fan of post-it notes right now. I've got, post-it notes on, well, I was explaining in my group, I've got them on the left-hand side of my computer and on the right-hand side of my computer. So all my notes start on the left. So my computer is on my desk up against a wall. It's got all these post-it notes on the left-hand side of my wall. I've got pink ones for people that I talk to and connect with. I've got blue ones for something I'll tell you about in a minute. Then I've got yellow ones for a project that I'm working on. I wrote out the steps for that project. And each time I do a step on that project, I move the sticky note from the left-hand side of the wall over to the right-hand side of the wall. And I have to say, it's very, very satisfying. Same for when I talk to people, they go from the, I write their notes and a nice little mantra about that person. I write a gratitude quote for that person. I put it on my sticky note. And then after I've spoken with them, I put their sticky note on the right hand side. So I know, to give them follow up or send them something, or do you know what I mean? So it's really, really nice. And it's just a beautiful visual process that I love to use, but you can use this to track your numbers or whatever you want to raise your wealth consciousness around. It might be inquiries. It might be engagements on your social, if you're doing that. It might be opens or click-through rates on your email if you're doing that. So up to you, but start to have a look, because what you focus on expands, what you focus on grows. So if you're not looking at your numbers, guess what? they're not going to grow. It's like they need you to be looking at them in order for them to do something. And that's been demonstrated as well with like split tests and double slit tests and stuff. So you can go and Google that on YouTube. It's really interesting. And then what was I going to say? And then the other thing that you can try is an affirmation. So not an affirmation, an affirmation, like how you, it's the word affirmation, but instead of an I, it's an O, like you're forming a new belief, a formation. And so what is it? Well, unlike an affirmation, which goes into your, an affirmation can change your beliefs, yes, but two things. Number one, they don't work if you don't create them. Because they need to have your energy behind them and they need to speak what's true for you. So don't buy them from a, you know, Book Depository. No offense to Book Depository. I'm just saying in general, don't buy them, write them yourself. That then they'll be like 100 times more powerful. Number two, you have to say those affirmations over and over and over and over. And it can take a long time for that new belief to settle into your subconscious mind and redirect your, you know, attention. An affirmation is different though, because an affirmation is quite expansive. So instead of saying something like, you know, every day I'm richer than I was the day before, you can ask yourself a question like, why am I richer today than I was yesterday? Now, the beauty of this is your mind does not like gaps. It does not like blank bits. It does not like emptiness, and it wants to answer things. So even if I ask you now, why do you know today that you're richer than you were yesterday? I bet you're already thinking about an answer. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, I'm not. But some of you might be thinking, well, I found a dollar coin under my driver's seat or in my glove box this morning, or I got a free coffee on my way to work from McDonald's, or whatever it was. Start to notice what's going on for you. And if it's not about finances, maybe it's about relationships or something like that. But you will start to see, if you ask yourself an affirmation every day and use it as a journal prompt, you'll start to raise your wealth consciousness, which means you'll start to attract wealth into your private practice and into your life. I have other examples here. Let me just bring them up for you. What have I got? Another one is, you know, the affirmation, I deserve abundance. So you can turn this into an affirmation that says, why do I know that I deserve abundance? Use it as a journal prompt. Why do I know that I deserve abundance? Okay. Instead of saying an affirmation like money comes to me easily and effortlessly, write a journal prompt for yourself that says, why does money come to me effortlessly and easily? Okay. Instead of saying, I feel more financially secure. Try saying, why do I feel more financially secure? Instead of saying my income grows every day, start asking, why does my income grow every day? Instead of saying, I know that the universe always has my back, ask yourself, why do I know that the universe always has my back? Right? These are just sort of examples. Another one is, I'm worthy of abundance in my life. Becomes, why am I worthy of abundance in my life? Another one which helped me when I was struggling with my money mindset, because you know my history about growing up in poverty and then all of a sudden having money when I was working, and then we were back onto the poverty trap. Whole other episodes, you can go back and listen to those. But something that would have helped me back then when I was struggling would have been this. You know, I had an affirmation back then that said, I really love paying my bills. of course, I did not believe that. But I stood there every single day and I repeated it like 100 times. I love paying my bills. I love paying my bills. It never worked for me. But if I knew about affirmations and I said to myself, why do I love paying my bills? Then I would have had a completely different experience. I would have said something like, I love paying my bills because it guarantees I'm going to have gas. And I love having gas because I love to be comfortable at home. I love paying my Netflix bill every month because it provides me with my, my masculine energy just wants to Netflix and chill. I love paying my bills because it gives me a sense of pleasure. It gives me a sense of confidence. It gives me a sense of, wow, look at me. I'm really paying my own bills. You know, it makes me feel like a grown up. I really love paying my bills because to me, yeah, it's a sign of, for me and how I define success, being able to take care of myself financially is a measure of that success for me. Do you know what I mean? So by turning the question into a why do I or why am I, you will start to experience shifts in your wealth consciousness. So here is, oh, and those shifts will happen a lot more quickly than if you're trying to, you know, hit yourself over the head 100 times a day with something that's not written for you, not written by you, and that you just don't believe. So definitely start to think about, how can these questions help me? How can they expand my wealth consciousness? What would become available for me if I allow myself to start to see money differently? And you know what? It is going to be scary and it is going to be uncomfortable because you're used to thinking about money a certain way. And I'm just coming along and saying, hey, why don't you just do kind of the opposite? It's going to feel weird. And as I said, it's not, these podcasts are great to listen to, but you don't get the change unless you implement things. It's like working with our clients. Yeah, you want to work with clients that do the work, that are coachable, that are counselable, who are open to change. Like that's why they're coming to you. And I figure that's why you listen to these podcasts. So take some of this guidance today and let me know how you go with it. You know, I love to support you with it. And so if you would like some guidance around how do I turn my money affirmations, if you've got them, or how do I turn my money beliefs into a question and you're getting stuck with it, email me. My email's in the show notes and I'll help you with it. And if you like, we can jump on a quick Zoom for that. I've got 3 places available now in the October coaching intake. I'm talking with a few people tomorrow and on Friday. So if you still want to be considered, you're most welcome to book a call. I will also put the link for that in the show notes so that you can come along and I can't wait to meet you. And do you know what? Even if we figure that the coaching isn't a great fit for you right now, that's fine. You'll still leave with some action steps that you can go away and implement straight away for your beautiful solo private practice so you can start to get some changes because I want that for you. Of course, I love you so much and I want to see you be successful. All right. Well, that's me. I'm going to go now. And yes, I'm super excited to see all of you experience and experiment with this new approach. It's money affirmations, not affirmations. I hope you love it so much. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.